In the early days, voting here in Massachusetts was pretty informal.
You showed up at the polls and you said who you were, and the notion was, well, people there or town officials would know who you were and they would know whether you met the requirements.
That's Alex Kasar, a professor of history and public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School. The requirements were simple. You had to be a man, you had to have established residency in your town, and you had to own property. Notably, you did not have to be white.
There was not a racial requirement in Massachusetts at that point. You know, and at the time of the Civil War, actually, the New England states are the only states that do not have a racial requirement.
But by 1801, Massachusetts was growing fast, and the Congress of the Commonwealth decided that it needed a system to enforce the restrictions. So they passed a law requiring that officials in each town make a list of residents who met the requirements. If your name wasn't on the list come election day, you did not vote. It was the nation's first voter registration law. Within a few decades, other cities and states were following Massachusetts' lead, enacting all kinds of voter registration laws. Kasar says that some were legitimate, meant to combat fraud, and
to rationalize the election process and to have the laws that exist be enforced and to have only legitimate voters voting.
But he says that many others were born of anxiety and suspicion. Hundreds of thousands of immigrants are pouring into America each year by the late 19th century.
And there are people who are concerned or possibly skeptical about their legitimacy as voters, and that it might be best to make it more difficult for them.
Here in the Bay State, a law was seriously considered that would require new immigrants to be residents for 21 full years before they could cast a vote.
Massachusetts also began to introduce a literacy test and actually even some poll tax payment requirements for voting.
Today, voter registration is once again a hot-button issue, with a wave of new voter ID laws making news. A total of 34 states now require voters to present some form of identification at the polls, and several states are battling over new laws or changes to current ones in their legislatures and courts. Given the history of voter registration law here in the U.S., Kasar says he's not surprised.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the wave of voter ID laws and others that we're seeing today are also coming in a period in the wake of very high levels of immigration, which have created a certain amount of social anxiety. And in some places, particularly in the South, after the 1960s, when African Americans actually achieved some significant political influence.
Voter registration, one of the thousands of tricky little details of building a more perfect union and a modern democracy. And it all got started right here in Massachusetts, 213 years ago today. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.